Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
Mobs, messiahs, and markets. Surviving the public spectacle in finance and politics. Written by William Bonner and Leela Rajiva. And read by Eric Sinistvedt. Part 1. A Critique of Impure Reason. Chapter 1. Do-gooders Gone Bad. All reformers are bachelors. George Moore. It is a shame that the world improvers don't set off some signal before they go bad, like a fire alarm that is running out of juice. Maybe some adjustment could be made. Instead, the most successful of them, such as Benito Mussolini and Adolf Hitler, actually gain market share as they get worse. Their delusions are self-reinforcing, like the delusions of a stock market bubble. The higher prices go, the more people come to believe they make sense. The do-gooders who never catch on, of course, are hopeless from the get-go. Take poor Armin Mives. The man thought he had a solution to the problems of poverty and overpopulation. He was, no doubt, discussing his program with Bernard Brandis just before the two cut off Brandis' most private part and ate it. Then, wouldn't you know it, Brandis died, either as a result of blood loss from the butchering or as a consequence of Mives slitting his throat. And then the press made a big stink about it, branding Mives the cannibal of Rotenburg. But Mives was not...